Kenya is a democratic country, and every person has a right to vie for any political position as per the Kenyan Constitution. Despite the United Nations Women promoting gender-responsive measures for women participation in politics and engaging in gender equality, women leadership and political participation is still restricted. Women face several obstacles to participating in politics. Structural barriers through discriminatory laws and institutions still limit women's option to run for office. Capacity gaps mean women are less likely than men to have the education, contacts, and resources needed to become effective leaders. In Kenya, the threats to women who vie for political seats is alarming. Bibi Said Masha, a politician from Kwale who vied for the woman representative seat in the just concluded Kenyan general election, recalls how she nearly lost her life during the campaigns and days to the election. All this in the hands of her close relatives, under the watch of local security officials.
I was a supporter of the women leadership, and I was coming from a sub-county whereby there was a governor who was a governor candidate for another party. I never supported the governor because I had my interest, and also I had that passion for women leadership. So the youth were very hungry about it. And they were like, you are from home and you are not supporting people who are coming from the same locality where you are coming from. So we had a fight with them, and they had to carry me up and say that she's our own, but she's not supporting us. So you just carry her up and throw her away so that she could not enter here and see the votes for the governor. I cried there, I shouted, and the police securities were just there looking at me as if they were not seeing what is happening. Until when the IEBC team and the UDA team inside the tallying center had their voices, then they called the OCPD of Diani, and a Land Rover came and rescued my life.
Even after the elections were done, Ms. Masha still faced harassment for what the community termed as betrayal.
Until date, still people are still harassing me, telling me that yes, you support the candidate and she's in the seat. You never went anywhere. You didn't get the seat. You never supported the community. So there is still a gap between the community and me. Another interesting thing is that my own family that belong to my father is a neighbor to the governmental candidate. So the family just went apart. They were like, we will support our neighbor. And for you who refused to support the candidate, I was taken like a betrayer of the community.
Miss Masha is still living in hidings up to date for her safety.
I'm still living in fear. In fact, I've never stepped at my father's place to date. I've never gone to that place because I think I might reach that place and the boys or the youth, others are cousins, that maybe they will attack me. So I've never gone to that place. I was just waiting for things to calm down so that maybe I can get the courage to step in that place. And also, I've never gone to any wedding. I've never gone to any burial. I'm just like that. I just attended one, and the outcome of that gathering was like I was chased away of that place because I betrayed my community where I was coming from.
The political leader confirms gender-based violence to be a major threat to women's safety.
Domestic violence is doing to women leadership, or also women as a whole, it's fear. A woman is always naive. So people are silent dying. They are silent dying inside because they fear. If I speak, maybe other people will think that I'm doing something which is not, it's going against our community, moral values. And that is also killing so many women. I think us as leaders, if there is something happened to you, it's better you speak it out. You give that community women, courage. You motivate her so that she can also have that time to speak to you, and so that we can find solutions of those problems which are happening to us at the ground.
She is now calling upon the security department to be more vigilant on women before, during, and after elections.
Those police officers should be given transfers. We should be given police securities who are fresh. They don't know who, they don't know any team, so that they can just do their work. That is the first thing. Second, I think it's better for organizations to start talking to the youth, especially if it's like 1 month or 2 weeks to the general election, to tell the youth the importance of election and the freedom a candidate or any other person has in terms of selecting the leader he or she wants. I think also that is important.
Abigail Kavito, peace advocate, says there is need for organization to work closely with Kenyan governments to ensure safe space for victims.
The peace organization, now they have to work together with other organizations hand in hand to ensure that the cases are becoming minimal. Yeah, because as much as they want to implement maybe by themselves, but we really need to hold hands as organizations and work together to see the objective. If the county government and the national government get to have these shelters for women where they can run to, then at least the cases will be reported without fear and stigma. It is a no, and it is a no. We cannot color it. I know how it feels to be in a very violent home. So I take this leadership to call women, to talk to them, to sensitize them. So as a woman in Kwale, I will still continue to take the front line to ensure that these cases, they decrease. Yeah.
On her side, Winnie Hachimumba, peace advocate in Human Rights Agenda Organization, called upon women in Kenya to stop kangaroo courts and ensure law take its course against the perpetrators.
Maofisa wengi.
There has been complaints by the security officers who filed cases of violation against women that victims fail to appear in court to testify against the perpetrators. Instead, they solve the cases locally, especially when a case involves a family member. Victims accept cows, goats. So, most of the times, courts nullify many cases without witnesses.
So mara nyingi kesi zinatupiliwa kwa sababu ya hizo mbili.
Mishi Mayumbe, a girl child advocate in Kenya, urged women to move out from their comfort zones and fight for their rights.
To tap the thinking towards the development of a girl or a woman who has been affected as far as gender issues are concerned, that confidence, that self-esteem that contributes towards development will no longer be seen in that lady or that woman or that girl. I would really advocate for consistent sensitization, especially community-based, cultural-friendly sensitization forums that will be looking forward to seeing women and girls opening up to the gender-based challenges facing them. We have equal chances and opportunities. It's high time we move out of our comfort zones. It's high time we wake up and speak for ourselves. It's high time, as we advocate towards speaking for ourselves, we should also remember that we speak for the world.
Gender and Special Programs Coordinator and Youth Mentor for Girls and Young Women in Southern Region of Kenya, Mwanaisha Kuania, says women and girls should amplify their voices against any form of violation.
If you are living in a situation you feel I am being violated in one way or the other, then you have to leave that place. You have to end. You air out your voice like you don't want this to happen, and you have to mean it. And We need to stand together as women, as not only women, but all of us, men and women, to stand together to end this. It's not about a call for only one person, a call for only women, a call for only girls. We cannot end violation against women without the men. We need the men to understand why are we being violated. And violation is not only about physical violation. It can be mental violation. So we need to be more aware, to create more awareness for people to understand what the types of violation. When we say gender-based violence, what do we mean? What is gender-based violence? What are the types of gender-based violence? And also, it needs all of us, men and women, to come together and end this together.
Security Department in Southern Region of Kenya, led by Gideon Oyagi, said there is need for every person to embrace the UN Resolution 1325 on women, peace and security as a way of creating conducive environment for women.
We have taken the contribution of women seriously because the Constitution gives every citizen the responsibility to participate in the development of the country, to participate on sharing opinions, or to contribute to leadership and community management. It is true that we have a constitution and that it gives freedom of expression and freedom of association, but having the freedom to do whatever you want does not allow you to threaten, insult, or interfere with the rights of others. So, let women know that they are protected, and if they feel that their rights have been abused in one way or another, they are free to take the perpetrators to court so that they can face the law.
At the
same time, community-based organization Samba Sport Youth Agenda launched a VAR called Play, the Shade of Samba, as one of the ways of curbing gender-based violence against young girls and women in Kenya. Director of Samba Sport Youth Agenda, Mohamed Mwachausa, says the play brings out a clear picture of rights violation in society and creating a call of emergency for everyone to take action on ending gender-based violence.
A woman that has been subjected to sexual and gender-based violence will always live with vengeance and ultimately will want to revenge. When that revenge happens, it actually takes away the realm of peace, and a reaction of revenge and counter-revenge happens, and that actually spoils all the efforts of peace building. So VAR call, by extension, it's a call to action that we all contribute to peaceful coexistence for boys and girls, for men and women, for people of all cadres and categories. We know a lot of efforts are happening. We are part and parcel of teams that we sit with the county commissioner and discuss matters of peace, and we know we are doing quite a lot. But then it's not enough. We still have to do more to make sure every piece and parcel of Kwale County, every nook and corner of Kwale County is peaceful and everybody lives harmoniously with each other.
UN Women's programs on leadership and participation are guided by a history of international commitments to women's representation. The Convention and the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women upholds women's right to participate in public life, while the Beijing Platform for Action calls for removing barriers to equal participation. The Millennium Development Goals measure progress towards gender equality, in part by the proportion of women in parliamentary seats. UN Women advocates for legislative and constitutional reforms to ensure women's fair access to political spheres as voters, candidates, elected officials, and civil service members. We collaborate with UN country teams and work with civil society on programs so that elections uphold women's rights, including to vote and campaign free from electoral violence. This article is part of AWIM, UNESCO, Peace and Security for Women Journalism Program.